guys, it's Laura. I'm flying solo today, and this will be a short one, but I just wanted to share from the parent side what it's like to be in the middle of this pandemic paradise, as we are calling it at our house, and just to encourage those out there who may be listening, even if it's just our few family and friends who we have shared this with. I think, and this is aimed at myself completely, I think it's super important just to remember that this time may be different and it may be crazy, but it's also special and it has a purpose. And we have this opportunity to reset. And I can't think of another time, at least in recent history, where being at home has been the safe place. I think we get so consumed and so overwhelmed with FOMO and what, you know, that fear of missing out. And I am definitely guilty of it. My mom, if she listens to this, will probably laugh because she asks me all the time. She'll say, "Hey, I'd love to talk to you guys. I mean, if you guys are home or if you slow down or stop for a minute, I know you guys are always so busy." And she doesn't mean it as an insult. I literally have us going. And recently we started trying to enact Sabbath into our weekly routine, and it actually started. You would think it would be this like deep spiritual dive. It's not. We were gifted with a membership to a local activity center, the JCA, which stands for the Jewish Community Alliance. And anyone who knows anything about Hebrew traditions knows that Sabbath starts on sundown at Friday, on Friday evening, and then ends when the sun goes down on Saturday night. And depending on the degree of which, or the degree to which you observe it, you know, there may not be electricity, it may simply be pulling back and resting, you know, taking time to worship, taking time to reflect. And so I was explaining to the boys one visit why we had to leave the basketball court, because it was 5 o'clock and they just didn't understand. They wanted to keep playing basketball. The weekend was starting. They'd just finished school. And I explained, well, you know, no, it's Shabbat. It's Sabbath. There, when the sun goes down, the center closes because the families are going to go respect Sabbath with their families. And Dylan instantly wanted to know more. And I said, you know, and I explained it in kid speak, and he goes, "I want a Sabbath." And so that kind of started our adventure through Sabbath. And admittedly so, it was way easier for the boys to adjust than for me. I would much rather go, 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 go. But during this time where you can't go, or you go with a mask and gloves with a purpose, and then quickly come back home and wash your hands while singing happy birthday and disinfect everything that you've touched along the way, it's almost, at first it felt very forced, but I'm really trying to look at it as a gift. And I'm thankful that during this time when my kids are 10 and 8, where they're not too old to want to hang out with me, and I'm still available for snuggles, and they still laugh at my jokes, and I'm still taller than them. It's really fun, and it's a challenge. Don't get me wrong. My anxiety will get the best of me. My hamster on a wheel thoughts will definitely get going if I let them. And it, you know, so I just have to fight that off with prayer and scripture and physical activity and healthy food and reaching out to friends. But I just really, I want each and every person listening to this, even if it's just one, to know that you're seen. And it doesn't have to be that you're seen by the outside world, but rather that you're seen by our Father who loves us so very much and you're seen by your children, and you're seen by your spouse or your roommate or the person that you're just being kind to and living well with, they see you. And so I just wanted to put that out there. I don't know. I feel like somebody needs to hear it, even if it's just me. When it echoes back, I don't know. But I just wanted to end today with a poem. It's been called a poem. It's really just a quote, but it's from Mother Teresa, and I always use it with my students, and I think it really hits the nail on the head with why we're doing what we're doing and why it's a perfect time just to sit with God and take on some of the struggles that maybe the go of pre-quarantine allowed us to ignore. And so she says, "People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you could spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Stay safe, go wash your hands, and do something kind for somebody else. Bye.